Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
106.5 The End.
She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I am not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
It's the Daily 5 Question Trivia Game. You versus Katie in a battle of the brains to find out the answer to the question.
Are you smarter than Katie?
Today, Kim from Roseville is playing. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning.
You're in customer service, correct?
Correct.
Can you say? You want to give a shout out where you work?
I work at Optum 360.
Okay. And is there a specific customer service that you do, or is it just in general?
It's hospital billing.
Very nice.
Well, Kim, I don't think we've ever had a booty up for grabs today. As plentiful as what we have today.
Listen to this. So the jackpot today is $220.
That could be yours.
Right. But win or lose, you're going to walk away with a pair of tickets to see New Kids on the Block May 30th at the Golden One Center for the mixtape tour with Salt-N-Pepa, Tiffany, Debbie Gibson, and Naughty by Nature. And yesterday, our friends at the Golden One Center and Live Nation stopped by and dropped off a very cool denim jacket. And sprayed on the back are all of the acts that are performing. So if you're able to win the jackpot, we'll throw in the denim jacket too.
I mean, it's 90s tacular.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
that's
it is really awesome. Cool. If she loses, by the way, we need to take a picture of that and throw it up so people can see it.
Totally. I think it's on our Instagram right now.
Oh, it's on our Instagram?
Yeah, and okay. 106.5.
Don't roll your eyes at me, Kevin. You didn't tell
me. The pressure's on.
The pressure is on. You just have to get more questions right than Katie, and you'll win today. But if you tie, Katie gets the win. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, Katie is out of the room. She cannot hear these questions. Question number one, Happy Punctuation Day. What is the name of the punctuation mark that is formed by a series of three dots that indicates the omission of a word?
3 seconds.
Ellipse.
Question number two, congrats to Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga and to Tom Hardy for big movie debuts over the weekend with A Star is Born and Venom. Tom Hardy stars as Venom, but this isn't his first time he's been in a comic book-based movie. What DC Universe villain did he play back in 2012?
3 seconds. Three, two, one.
I'm not sure.
All right. Question number three, a woman in West Virginia reported that her mail was stolen out of her mailbox last week, and its place was a laminated picture of a llama wearing sunglasses. Police think it's part of an identity theft scheme. Spell llama.
L-L-A-M-A.
Question number four. Singer Janelle Monáe has been cast as the voice of Peg in Disney's live-action reboot of Lady and the Tramp. The original came out in 1955. What were the names of Lady's baby-expecting owners?
Oh, God, I don't even know.
All right.
Oh.
Nothing?
Okay. Yeah, I don't know.
All right. And question number five, the situation, Mike Sorrentino from MTV's Jersey Shore was sentenced to 8 months in prison for tax evasion. Let's say he was sentenced to 96 months in prison. How many years is that?
96 months in prison?
Correct.
Is eight.
What? Eight what?
8 years.
Okay.
Eight years.
Got it. Katie!
Katie, this is Kim from Roseville.
Hi, Kim from Roseville.
She's in customer service.
Oh, wonderful.
And she is beyond excited to go see New Kids on the Block at the Golden One Center in May.
And she wants beer money, and she wants that jacket.
Okay.
Right.
Please.
Well, she's going to have to beat me.
And thank you.
At least she's polite about it.
Yeah.
The jackpot today is $220. Katie, you're going for your 120th win today. And if you want a behind the scenes of how we do Are You Smarter Than Katie live in the studio right now, you can give us a follow at End1065 on Instagram. Ready, Katie?
I am.
Question number one. Happy Punctuation Day.
Okay.
What is the name of the punctuation mark that is formed by a series of three dots that indicates the omission of a word?
An umlaut.
That's two dots. And that's over a letter like an O.
Oh.
Ellipses. Did you give it to her?
I did not.
Okay. Because she said ellipse.
Oh, okay.
But it's ellipses.
Okay.
Question number two. Congrats. Big difference there. Congrats to Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga and to Tom Hardy for their big movie debuts over the weekend with A Star is Born and Venom. Tom Hardy stars as Venom, but this isn't his first time being in a comic book-based movie. What DC Universe villain did he play back in 2012?
Bane.
Correct.
Hello. Look at you. What a nerd.
I know. I'm such a sexy nerd. DC for life.
Hello, Batman.
Is that how we talked?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh. Never saw it.
It was an interesting
you
take.
You never saw The Dark Knight Rises?
No.
Did you see The Dark Knight?
Which one was that?
Oh, my God.
Was that Christian Bale?
I'm not doing this.
Was that Joker face?
Yes, Heath Ledger.
I saw that one.
Okay. Won the Oscar.
But he did?
Heath Ledger. Oh, my God.
All right. This is for another day.
He won an Oscar for a superhero movie?
For the Joker? Yes. Huh. Second actor to get nominated to playing the Joker. Jack Nicholson was nominated, too.
Okay.
Question number three. A woman in West Virginia reported that her mail was stolen out of her mailbox last week. In its place was a laminated picture of a llama wearing sunglasses. Police think it's part of an identity theft scheme. Spell llama.
Oh, it's a trick. L-L-A-M-A.
That is correct.
It's a trick.
Wearing sunglasses.
I know.
It's funny.
It is funny.
I mean, all of her personal information is gone, but you know what? The llama's wearing sunglasses. Yeah, yeah.
I appreciate that they laminated it.
Me too.
Right, right. Question number four. Singer Janelle Monáe has been cast as the voice of Peg in Disney's live-action reboot of Lady and the Tramp. The original came out in 1955. What were the names of Lady's baby-expecting owners?
What?
What were the names of Lady's baby-expecting owners?
3 seconds.
Ma and Pa.
Jim Deere and Darling.
Oh, okay.
Jim Deere.
Hello, Jim Deere.
I mean,
nope.
Okay. And question number five, the situation. Mike Sorrentino from MTV's Jersey Shore was sentenced to 8 months in prison for tax evasion. Let's say he was sentenced to 96 months in prison. How many years is that?
Nine.
No.
Eight?
Man, it is eight. You were all over that. Just let it breathe for a second.
God, I get so excited.
It's not a race. It's not a race.
All right. Man. Today's final score, Kim 2, Katie 2. It's a
tie. Oh, man. Oh, Kim. Kim, I'm so sorry. Man, I don't know why I didn't just sit with that. With that math question.
That's all right.
You got excited.
I get excited.
You get excited.
The jacket doesn't. Lives to see another day.
It sure does.
And if you want to see the jacket, check us out on Instagram.
We'll add $20 to the jackpot. It is now $240 we'll play for tomorrow. Her record stands at 120 wins and 22 losses. Kim, I am so sorry. However, no one walks away a loser this week. We'll give you these tickets to New Kids on the Block, May 30th at the Golden One Center. And tickets go on sale. When do these tickets go on sale, Kevin? Friday? Saturday? You typed this thing out, but you didn't have that information on here. So you should...
You don't know.
Wait for the next break.
Wait for the next... Okay, got it. Okay. All right. So, but no money for you today, Kim. I'm so sorry. Go ahead and tell everybody what we already know.
Today, I'm not smarter than Katie.
Not today.
I'll have to try and get revenge again.
Oh, dang it! Boy. What's going on?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.